Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Exalted, a novel by Anna Dorn, narrated by Tara Marie Kirk. Veronica, you look like hell.
Yeah, I just got back.
Heathers. Part 1. Dawn.
I'm watching a 48 hours episode I've seen probably 48 times when Tara texts me.
Babe, I hate to do this over text.
I knew the text was coming. We had a fight, and I know where it's going. I am too much. My moods, my rages. Nothing I haven't heard before. It's not the first time I've been broken up with over text, either. My girlfriends often claim they're scared of me. I think they're weak. At times like this, I miss men. It's been decades since I've kissed a man, but I look back on it fondly. Not the kissing part, but having men wrapped around my finger. Men are simple, easy to control. Women are demanding and unpredictable, and I'm no exception. The old me would have immediately responded to Tara's text, rapid-fire sent off the meanest things I could think of. I would have told Tara she has halitosis, and her labia looks like something from a horror movie. I would have said no woman will ever love her again, that she's making the biggest mistake of her life, that she's going to die alone in a puddle of her own sweat. Perhaps I would have even threatened her family. But I have learned to curb these sorts of reactions, mostly because I don't want to go to jail again. Also, I am tired. I am 48 years old and sick of breakups. Don't I deserve to be taken care of? My son took care of me. Then he left, to Hollyweird. Everyone leaves me. Without Tara, I have no one. Abandonment issues is what the court-appointed therapist said after my first girlfriend called the cops on me. That was a long time ago. Dating women unleashed an aggression in me I didn't know was there. The therapist used the phrase, borderline personality disorder. She said it was a diagnosis, but I thought it was bullshit. My personality isn't disordered. Everyone loves my personality. I said to her, borderline what? Borderline fabulous? And then I winked, and she looked at me like I had three heads. But she was the freakish one. If I had gone to high school with her, I would have bullied her. And she had no idea what she was talking about. How was it my issue that everyone always left me? Starting with my dad when I was 16, who, mind you, was rich. I was the victim here. I was left with nothing. Tara was paying my rent, and she promised to take me to the French Riviera. I can't go back to the blind pig, where I wait tables in between financially solvent lovers. I reach over to refill my cup, but the cook's is empty. I kick the bottle, and it flies across the room, a little bit of the old me coming back to say hello. I try to calm myself down by remembering I don't even like Tara that much. Her labia is weird, and she has whiteheads all over her back. But she makes me laugh, or at least laughs at my jokes, and she is rich from her settlement with her ex-husband. I am too old and too pretty to be waiting tables. This is something I've been telling myself for 3 decades. I pick up a Marlboro Ultra Light and go over to the window. My neighbor, who always complains about me smoking inside, won't be home for a few hours. She also says Tara and I are too loud, A complaint that typically comes after our 3-day sex marathons. Tara called her a homophobe, which she probably is. But I am one too. I don't like lesbians. They are so masculine. I like femininity, long hair and painted fingernails, and dancing in my bra to Madonna. I like to be frivolous and free, and for someone else to get the bill. I slide open the window and light my cigarette. Hot air rushes in my apartment. I love the heat. I'm a fire sign. Inhaling, I block Tara's number. She will inevitably ask for me back, only to again come to the same conclusion. I am too volatile. I may as well save time. I open Instagram on my phone. My son says I'm too old for Instagram, but all my friends are on it. He doesn't let me follow him, and I pretend not to care. But it bothers me. I'm always better at pretending not to care with men. I check Exalted. This is my favorite account. It's all memes about astrology. I have always been proud of my zodiac sign, Leo. We are the leaders of the zodiac. We are ruled by the sun. We are often too much for people. People are jealous. I scroll through for the latest Leo meme. Nothing new. Exalted has been slacking lately, and it's pissing me off. I wonder who Exalted is, and whether they are going through something traumatic. I wonder if they are single and or rich. But mostly, I just wonder when they're going to get over this slump and create some fucking memes that make me feel good about myself. Exhaling, I unblock Tara's number. I really don't want to go back to the blind pig.
Emily. I stopped believing in astrology for good, and for real, less than an hour before I see Beau's birth chart. It's a sweltering hot October afternoon, not uncommon for fall in Los Angeles. I spend the day as I've spent every day for the past few years, reading birth charts online for 200 a pop, making memes, and writing dumb listicles. 90 sitcoms as zodiac signs, Disney princesses as signs, East Asian cities as signs, for online-only publications. For a while, astrology paid the bills, and more. But affording my meager lifestyle is becoming increasingly difficult because of a few circumstances beyond my control. I can't technically afford the rent on my sunbleached studio in Thai Town. It is just a white box with white carpet, white Venetian blinds, a white fridge, a white stove, a white bathroom, and a white mattress pushed up against the wall. All the white means it is dirty all the time, a sort of dusty off-white. But I chose this apartment because it's on Winona Boulevard. There is a Girl Interrupted poster above my bed, and I named my cat Lydia after Winona Ryder's character in Beetlejuice. I also picked this apartment because it's down the street from the Mirror Box, an iconic burlesque dive. I typically go on off hours, in the early afternoon, right after I finish my work for the day. There isn't much to do in my apartment, aside from look at my phone and refresh websites. I got Lydia for something to do, but she has no interest in me. I crave affection, a humiliating human impulse, so I go to the Mirror Box every day as soon as it opens and throw money I made lying to people online at women pole dancing to Radiohead. Today, I don't have much work, just one birth chart, which I finish quickly and robotically. It's a boring chart, mostly Sagittarius, the least interesting sign, but I like to gas people up. I tell her she is a star. Everyone just wants to hear their special in very specific language, and astrology is a perfect nebulous vehicle for this. Afterward, I make and scrap a few memes for my astrology account, Exalted. I can't get into a creative flow. I drink a blue Gatorade and eat a few slices of turkey standing up with the fridge door open. I reorganized my Juicy Couture tracksuits by color. I bought my first Juicy tracksuit as a joke a few years ago, and then realized they are by far the most comfortable thing to wear. I got one in every color and style, and I wear one almost every day. At 3:07 p.m., I start to feel unbearably restless. I suck a steamy hit from my sparkly blue bong and walk outside. This is usually my favorite time of day, my first breath of fresh air. I walk slowly and pause to watch the tall palms sway, stoned and pleased, thinking, how lucky am I to be living in Hollywood? But I haven't felt that way, grateful, in a while. Today, I just feel hot. I look up at the bright blue cloudless sky and my stomach sinks. A bead of sweat drips down my arm. I get to the mirror box at 3:15 p.m. It isn't technically open, but the door guy likes me ever since I made out with him after too many Mountain Dews one time. Only a few of the dancers are here at this hour. The rejects. That's why I like it. No lurking sleazeballs or girls with bodies that make me envious. I admire the women who perform at this hour, dancing not for an audience or tips, but for pure, seductive expression, impervious to market expectations. When I started making money, it was very much by accident. And after that, I started coming here more, throwing petty cash at rookie dancers in exchange for a lap dance, or at least a sliver of attention. It's easiest in the daylight, when no one else is vying for it. And without other patrons, I'm less aware of my own sleaziness. I can trick my brain into thinking the dancers are legitimately interested in me. While I'm waiting for my Mountain Dew and enjoying the ruby darkness, my least favorite dancer, Cinnamon, comes up and tries to talk to me so that I buy her a drink. I can tell she's fiending for alcohol from the way she's tapping her pink acrylic fingernails on the bar. She has sleepy eyes and is wearing a chemise, a word I know only because last night I hit the bong and followed an Instagram ad to an adult women's sleepwear website.
"Wow," she says, getting close to my face. "Your eyes."
This happens to me all the time. In fact, Cinnamon herself has said this to me before. Everyone is obsessed with my eyes, which are an arresting ice blue, like a husky's. I ordered an ancestry report from this website called Chromazone in hopes of discovering Finnish or Estonian blood, something glamorous to explain my cosmic irises. But no such luck. I am 98.9% Irish. Chromazone really fucked me. I am still not over the fact that I paid $70 and generated 20 minutes worth of saliva for Chromazone to tell me I'm Irish.
"They're like a husky's," Cinnamon says.
I nod weakly. I have a complicated relationship with my hypnotizing eyes. They are the reason I was scouted as a kid, tempted with a Nickelodeon show, only to have it snatched away by my draconian academic parents. I will never forgive them for denying me the chance to become a starlet. I'm starting to think it's better to not attract attention, which seems to invite only disappointment, at least in my experience.
"So, what do you do that lets you be in a bar in the morning?"
Cinnamon asks me. I eye the clock behind the bar. It's 3:17 p.m. She just looks at me, absently, no light behind her eyes. I wonder what she is on. A downer, obviously. Ketamine, Xanax, maybe opiates. Whatever it is, she doesn't seem happy. She is projecting the opposite of what I want to project. She is so helpless and doughy. Real, I'm baby energy. Late at night, when a predatory bro grabs her ass, she never reacts or even seems to notice. And if she does, it is only to unleash a breathy giggle. I prefer the dancers with chutzpah, with sauce, a violent attitude, who will slap the bro's hand, at least make him work for it. But not Cinnamon, who's happy to give her shit away for free. She is just goo-goo gaga-ing her way through life. It's revolting. "I'm an astrologer," I say, mostly to give voice to my experience. I spend so many hours alone, inside, typing, opening and closing the Venetian blinds, refreshing websites, typing, refilling my glass of water, refilling Lydia's water, eating slices of turkey with the fridge open. I want someone to confirm that I exist. Obviously, this downered baby doll is not my ideal audience, but at this point, anyone who acknowledges me will do.
Cool,
she coos, leaning on me a bit, as if she's too weak to hold herself up on her own. I move back to establish a boundary, and she almost falls over.
Read my chart?
She asks, as she steadies herself on the bar. Ever since astrology became my job, there has always been that edge of annoyance when someone asks me for a reading. It's like demanding a joke from a comedian. But it also puts me at ease. I never quite know my purpose in a social situation, so I enjoy having a task. And astrology gives me one that's just the right amount of challenging. It's like rolling a pair of dice, receiving a random set of information, and being forced to make a coherent pattern out of it. It calls for equal parts analysis and creativity. It is both a science and an art. We use the sun to tell time, and the moon controls the tides, so it's not outrageous to think the planets would impact who we are. But sometimes, I think it is outrageous. The idea that the place and time I was born can in any way impact my personality, make me magnetic, or vindictive, or give me dark hair. The thing is, I have a Gemini moon, and that allows me to hold two contradictory ideas at once. I both revere astrology as among the oldest belief systems in the world, a cosmic toolkit to realize our best selves, and find it a trendy New Age crutch, a way to justify bad behavior.
Sorry I was rude. Such a Virgo moment.
No, Allison, you're just a cunt. When I could afford her, my therapist told me I have OCD and that astrology is the primary way it manifests. She said this after I told her I can't look at someone's face without thinking of their sign. If they seem to have their shit together, I guess Capricorn or Cap Rising. I have no Capricorn in my chart. If they are shouting, I guess Sagittarius. If they look confused, then Libra. If they are a dark, sexy bitch, I know Scorpio is in the mix. I even categorize inanimate objects and places. My apartment is a Virgo, stark and minimalist, but secretly messy. The mirror box is an Aries, hedonistic and a little dangerous. Los Angeles is a Leo, vain as hell, but you have to love it. Astrology gives me a clean system where everything fits. I didn't feel great about the OCD diagnosis. As far as mental health issues go, I'd always seen myself as more depressive. Winona Ryder suffered from depression. All the greats did, from Virginia Woolf to River Phoenix. But OCD is not chic. OCD is a sweaty man in a too-tight tie, turning the light switch on and off. OCD is a sorority girl who painstakingly organizes her ballet flats by color. I read online that OCD is characterized by persistent, uncontrollable thoughts that are disturbing, obsessions, and repetitive actions, compulsions, that attempt to relieve the distress. My thoughts about astrology are persistent and uncontrollable, sure. The other day, I caught myself Googling the zodiac sign of a cartoon beluga whale I saw on Instagram. I was guessing Gemini. It blew these sassy, skillful bubble rings. But obviously, Google could neither confirm nor deny, as it was a cartoon whale. But these types of diversions are annoying, not torturous. And I don't perform any repetitive actions to relieve the distress, because there is no distress, just irritation. When I said this to my therapist, she said that the thoughts need not be disturbing, but can be merely unwanted. And regarding the compulsions, she cited a few, including my throwing money at strippers every day. But the mirror box isn't a compulsion. It's a lifestyle. I'm expensive, I tell Cinnamon, Overpriced, even. I often read the Mirrorbox dancers' birth charts for free, or sometimes for a lap dance. But I need the money right now, and I'm bored as hell. I think about Cinnamon giving me a lap dance and feel repulsed, despite how desperately I need to be touched.
Yeah?
She says. I was expecting her to ask how much, but she's hardly here. Maybe she even forgot what we were talking about. 200, I say. She laughs, exposing a childish gap between her two front teeth. Then she pulls out a wad of cash from her thong. A few Benjamins fall on the floor. I wait for her to pick them up, but she doesn't budge. I lean over and grab them, put them in my pocket.
I want the reading first,
she says, suddenly morphing from a baby into a sophisticated businesswoman.
To prove you're worth it.
She removes the two bills from the pocket of my juicy shorts. I want to argue, but I don't have the luxury. I need to pay rent. Fair, I say. She coos her birthday, morphing back into a baby, just when I was starting to find her moderately less repellent. She doesn't know her birth time, but that's okay. People think the birth time is crucial, but it's only necessary to determine the rising and the houses. People are also obsessed with their rising sign, probably because Channy Nicholas is obsessed with the rising sign, and she is a respected astrologer, not a con artist meme maker like me. My take is that the rising sign doesn't mean much. It's how we appear on the surface, not who we are. But then again, I learned astrology mostly from Instagram. And my rising sign is the same as my sun sign, and my Mercury, my Venus, my Mars, all Scorpio. So what you see is what you get, a horror film of a human being. I load the information on my phone. I just type people's information into an online calculator. My clients act like I'm doing something obscure and divine, like they wouldn't be able to just input the information into the website themselves. As the chart loads, I try to guess her sun sign. She's giving me Pisces energy, helpless and in another world, an alcoholic and a pillhead, weak as hell. The chart loads, and I gasp. She is a Scorpio stellium as well. Scorpio sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Gemini moon. Exact same as me. Revulsion blossoms in my chest. Is this how I come off? Like a total waste of space? What can I possibly have in common with this incapacitated baby? Astrology is bullshit. I stand up and walk out of the bar. I doubt she'll remember the interaction anyway. The sun is still bright and burns my eyes. I lower my head and charge down Winona. Back home, I have a request for a reading. People normally DM me on Instagram for readings, but this request is in my email. Exalted is pretty popular. I came up with it 4 years ago after a massive bong hit at the precipice of the astrological industrial complex. I've always been obsessed with exalted placements, placements where the sign can achieve its highest potential, offering gifts and blessings without much effort. I love the idea that certain people are blessed by the stars. The name Exalted also confuses some people into thinking it's a Christian account, which translates to more followers. But the astrology craze is fading, a fact reflected in my bank account. I don't want to do this reading, feeling strongly now that astrology is a hack science. But I do it anyway, because I'm not sure what else to do. I have no hobbies. I used to love film, but I haven't been able to watch one since I quit acting. If an actor was talentless, I'd become furious at the unfairness of the world. And if they were good, it was even worse. I'd see red. For a while, I watched The Bachelor, because there were no actors. But eventually, that became depressing too. Astrology is a scam, but love is the biggest scam of all. The only media I can consume without an unpleasant emotional reaction is a podcast called Precious Starlets. It's run by these East Coast rich girls named Hazel and Camilla, who met studying theater at the new school, an acting program I would have killed to attend. They grew up with silver spoons in their mouths, but are still kind of losers like me, in their early 30s and without boyfriends or IMDb pages. They are off-putting and scathing and hate everything. When I had friends, these were the type of people I flocked to, aristocratic bitches who came with the promise of access. But there are no new episodes of Precious Starlets, and I've listened to every episode they've ever released up to 5 times. Since my OCD diagnosis, I've been trying to be less of a crazed fangirl. Trying. So I open the email from someone called WTFBo@gmail.com and pull up the chart on Astro.com. As I wait for it to load, I dangle a piece of turkey above Lydia so she'll like me. It works, momentarily. She dances for me with a sparkle in her eye, not unlike the dancers at Mirror Box. Then I drop the slice in her mouth, and boom, I'm invisible again. When I return my face to the screen, I gasp. Before today, I'd never gasped at a chart. Most are unremarkable, a random smattering of placements. But now, I've gasped twice in just a few hours. And this time, it's significantly more pleasant. WTF Bo's birth chart is beautiful. Perfect interwoven lines, a tapestry, a spiderweb, 2 grand trines, lucky, and a kite, extremely lucky. It's elaborate, yet perfectly balanced, an art piece. His birth chart belongs in the Met, or maybe MoMA. Definitely an art museum in New York. It's too sophisticated for LACMA. Aries Sun, just where Aries is supposed to go, where it's exalted. Moon in Taurus, where Taurus is supposed to be. It's also exalted there. Mercury in Virgo, also exalted. Mars in Capricorn, exalted. I've never seen anything like it. It continues like this as I go down. Exalted, exalted, exalted. I don't believe in astrology, but I believe in this. It feels like a sign. I need to know more. I need to meet this person, this man. I look back at the email, and there's a simple signature at the bottom. Beau Rubidoux. A French name. A regal name. A fancy name. The name of a king or a god. The name of the person who will save me from my sad life. I don't know Beau Rubidoux, but I love Beau Rubidoux, and I have so much love to give. That's what my therapist said before I couldn't afford to pay her anymore.
Dawn. I am smoking my 3rd Marlboro Ultralight out the window when I see my neighbor's Honda Fit roll up to the carport. I drop my cigarette into the empty Coke can I am using as an ashtray, then light a match to mask the smell. I wave the air with my hands. When I hear her car door open, I shut the window, then run back over to the couch. I spin my toe ring and stare at 48 hours. These rich sisters killed their parents for the life insurance policy. I feel like shit. I am out of cooks, and therefore annoyingly sober for a Friday night. I want to go out, or at least get drunk. I've just been broken up with. I pick up my phone, and there's still nothing from Tara. I type, "You evil alcoholic, I hope you like the heat, because you're going straight to hell." Then I think about that grimy jail cell, about that freaky court-appointed therapist, and about having to go back to work at the Blind Pig. I just shut off my phone, grab my wallet and my keys.
"Hi, Dawn,"
I hear as soon as I step outside. It's Karen, my neighbor.
"You haven't been smoking inside again, have you?"
"Of course not, Karen," I say.
"I just got a big whiff when I got out of my car."
"There were some boys partying next to the carport earlier."
I've used this excuse before. Exalted always says...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?